B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Good morning, everyone. This is Stefan.
Good morning, and this is Crystal.
We are the interns for the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show on KISS 95.1 in the morning. What we're talking about today, we decided that as this is going to be our first podcast, that we would be able to talk about, you know, where we came from, what our plans are, and what we plan on doing in the future.
That's right.
What would you like to start us off?
Sure. How I found my way here into this internship is that I'm studying communications and journalism at UNC Charlotte. I wanted some hands-on experience, and I've never worked with audio, so coming here, I applied with Nicole, and she interviewed me, brought me on, and here I am now. What about you, Stefan? How did you find your way here?
Mine's a little bit of a longer story. So a while back, I went to a school, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Charlotte, but I wanted to go to a school that would ultimately better me for voice acting and other things regarding that nature, because I had tried going to the University of Asheville, got nothing done there. I tried going to the community college, CPCC, didn't get nothing there. So I was like, oh, well, then I'll just go here. It says exactly what it wants to teach me. It does it for 8 months, so I'm not wasting my time. And there you go. So I went and did that. I loved it there. Then after I graduated, I spent, I want to say, about a year and a half trying to do filmography, thinking that that's what I was going to do, at least until I could get enough money for voice acting lessons. Didn't work out. I went back into the school. I talked to one of the teachers that I follow. His name is George. And I go up to him and I say, George, listen, I've been doing this for a year and a half. I feel like it's not going anywhere. Let me try again. What could I do for radio? And he's like, all right, listen, here's what you got to do. You got to come back to class, take all the stuff again, and we're not going to do nothing for you because you already paid for it. All the lessons are available to you whenever you need them. Additionally, there is this internship over at 95.1 KISS. You really, really, really got to go. And I'm not stressing that enough. Those are the words he told me.
Wonderful.
And so I just came in. Nicole liked me. And, you know, we're just going from there.
Just here. Now, did you change your mind about doing the voice acting?
No. I still plan on doing that long term. Although with everything that I've done for this internship, it's definitely broadened my horizons on what I can do and want to do. So I think this would be like more of a permanent thing where like I would have to get like, you know, specific jobs, or at least until I get popular enough that I can do nothing but voice acting.
Okay, sounds like a plan. I hope that works out for you.
Well, thank you.
Wonderful. So I have plans of journalism is my focus. Writing is my strong point. So like all the audio we're doing here, I can do it, but I'm slow and it takes a lot of brain. I know my smoke's coming out of my ears while we're working here, but it's not easy for me because this is brand new. So the audio stuff is still kind of blowing me away. I'm much better with it then, of course, but it just takes me a while to think about what I'm doing, where I'm putting it, and time, remember, and how, you know, how long each little things are, like best ofs are a certain length of time. And
right.
Then
what are the, like, audio files? Is it mono?
Yes,
is it stereo?
Exactly.
Is it 1632, 36 to 96?
And where to pull it from? That's the biggest thing. I have to sit and think about those, where I'm pulling the audio from. And then I'm good there. Once I figure out where I need to pull it from, I'm good. But I'm still a little slow. But Nicole's been very patient with me. So I'm glad to be here.
Nice.
Gives me a different side. Maybe it'll make me, as in journalism, these are things I might could use, do my own editing and things like that. So we'll see.
Right. So as far as journalism, would you actually be like a full-on reporter, or would you be more of like a background where it's like somebody would go out and get the story, but you would like write there, you know, what they would say about
it? I am actually on the fence about that. I don't love my voice, and when I hear it, I don't like it. So I don't know if I want to be on air in front of camera or not.
Right.
I know I want to do the investigating side and the writing side.
Gotcha.
So I know for sure I want to do that. I just don't know if I'm going to be on air or behind the scenes yet.
Well, if it makes a difference, I'd like to say this. A lot of people don't like their own voices. But a lot of people don't like their own voices, and that's just because you hear it all the time.
Right, right.
Other people don't hear you all the time, and it comes down to a point where it's like, you got to get over yourself, because not everyone's going to is going to be annoyed with
right,
you as you
I
are.
I understand, right. So I'm very annoyed with my voice. I don't know about other people. I guess I'll have to get some feedback. But
hey, do I come off as off-putting to you? Does this sound nasally?
Yes, yes, yes. I've got that southern twang going on, too, so people may not understand me in different parts of the country. So I was like, where
What'd
is she coming
say?
From?
Yes. Did she just say turbo?
So that's my main concern. So we'll see how that goes.
Right, right. What else do we do around here? We also work with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Absolutely.
What do you think about them?
They are great. I mean, they've been very welcoming. I love Roy's personality. He is like the life of the party. And then, of course, Loren brings the girly stuff in with all the men. And then Manny's just cool and chill. And it's like he just takes over and makes sure everything's in order. So they each are different, but they're great together.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I agree
a great
with that
team.
100%.
Yes.
The only thing I'm ever concerned about is the fact that I still respect that they're talent.
Yes.
And that, you know, you got to get them what they need
exactly.
on time, when they need it, and everything's
yes.
got to flow. Otherwise, there's going to be issues.
Yes.
My biggest issue is that the clumsy fool that I am, I just don't want to step on any toes.
Right.
And then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Manny just knocking on the door one day and being like, hey, Stefan, buddy, couldn't help but notice that some of the papers were wrong. You stapled it sideways, not the proper way. I'm going to have to take a couple points off there, friend. Sorry, got to do this.
Yes, I did one paper mistake. So I was called to grab stuff off the printer, and I just handed it all a stack to Manny. I didn't go through it to see what it was and separate it.
Right.
So I definitely got called on that one. It was like, Crystal, make sure you sort the printings and give it to the right person. So kind of gave Manny a whole load of work to do there.
Yeah, but as the weeks have gone by, I feel like we haven't run into that issue as much.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Once you get corrected, you kind of remember that.
Right, but you always got to be on guard.
Exactly, exactly.
Know.
Right, right.
Do you know the full story about what happened in the parking garage?
No.
Okay, do you remember when they were calling me into the studio and they
yes.
were like, okay, so the whole thing with that is one morning I had pulled up really early in the morning and I parked off to the side where you usually park, but on like the opposite side. Apparently, that's where another person who works on a separate show usually likes to park their car because they get there really early. She just happened to be riding with her boyfriend at the time, so she was a couple minutes late.
Gotcha.
I had taken her spot without knowing this because Nicole told me, listen, as long as the spot doesn't say private parking, it's free game.
Right.
This was not passed on to me. So they called me into the studio, and they were like, hey, Stefan, what are you doing? This is where she parks. So, and I was like, listen, but Nicole told me otherwise, and they got on her. It was a big fiasco with
it
that.
It was a thing, huh?
It was definitely a thing. And goodness gracious. And then another thing interesting had happened. Apparently, while she was there, she had also said that there was like a loud crash.
I do remember hearing
yes,
that. Yes,
and they were all concerned about like what had happened because they saw me pull forward and then pull back and they thought I had ran into the wall with my car. And they were all like so adamant that I absolutely did. And I was like, but I went out there and I saw my car and I guarantee there was no damage. My two eyes told me so. What had happened was on my way in, I was actually watching a show about firefighters. And I guess when I opened the door to check to see if I was in the lines, because, you know, I've been trying to work on my, you know, backwards parking because, you know, I don't do that very often. I wanted to make sure I was in the lines. And then when I opened the door, you know, an action scene happened and you heard a big.
Oh, it came from inside the car.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Wow. Oh,
so
wow.
I guess that everybody was just turning their heads like, what the hell was that?
Right, right.
So
I never received any formal parking instructions. I just get in where I fit in, you know.
Hey, I mean, as long as nobody's, you know, pulled you into the studio, made you a clown, I mean,
exactly.
I guess you're doing something right.
Exactly. I had my first opportunity to speak on air last week.
Oh, so, really? What about?
It was interesting. We were talking about being hit on, like, social media, and Manny brought up LinkedIn that I think a caller called in, or it was either a caller or a message came in about LinkedIn, which is supposed to be a professional site.
Right.
So I mentioned they got hit on LinkedIn, and I was in the booth with Nicole, and I was like, I did. And she was like, Crystal got hit on LinkedIn. So he's like, you did? Come on in the studio. So I come in just to talk about that little incident I had. It wasn't a big thing, but it was kind of like started out, I was just reaching out, trying to grow my network with, yes, absolutely. That's what it's for, right? To make professional connections. So just I was doing like reporters and things like that in different areas. So I just happened to get message, like, you know, first it was general, casual, what's going on in Charlotte kind of thing, and kind of led up from there. But, you know, I stopped it so it didn't get out of hand or anything, but I could see where it was going.
Right.
Yes.
So, pull the brakes on that as soon as you can.
Exactly. So I was kind of like nervous excitement to be on the air for the first time, but you just never know when the opportunity is going to hit you to actually get on air.
As long as you bring in something to talk about, that they'll use you.
Yes, exactly. So it went okay. It was smooth. It was smooth.
How about going towards the future? What do you see yourself doing possibly when this is all over?
As I mentioned, investigative reporting, or did I mention that?
No, you did.
I did. So that's my goal. I'm interested in crime. If you ever watch like ID Channel, you see a few of the shows where the journalists actually go to locations, interview people involved, and with the crime. And so, to me, that's like researching, finding out the background of the story, the background of people involved. You know, the victim's family type of thing. So I would love to do that, to travel and investigate crime stories and put them together and report them.
Right. That's a goal and a half.
Yes, yes.
Wow. As far as the short term that I see, I know my brother, because he works at Verizon, he meets all kinds of different people.
Yes.
One day, there was a gentleman who walked in, and they just started talking about that I was on radio. And he's like, oh, what is he intern for? 95.1. Oh, well, when he's finished with that, if he doesn't get a full-time job there, you should send him over to WCCB. I know that they usually hire people pretty easily. And between all the connections that I made at school, and then I'm almost certain that Nicole would be nice enough to be like, yeah, it was all right.
Yes, give you a reference. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope she makes a great reference for us.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. Oh, because they've all just been wonderful.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Any last final words that you got to say?
Well, I did want to find out, how long are you going to intern?
How long am I interning for?
Yes.
Well, she told me it was for a semester, so I assumed that it was until December.
Right,
I never actually asked specifically.
Right, that's what I was wondering too, because I think it is a semester. The way it's set up for me at school, it's a semester, but I just didn't know exactly date wise and things like that. So what are your
plans? Looking to the future, we will find out how long this internship will be.
Yes.
We'll get back to you with the answer.
Yes, yes,
yes. Episode 2.
All right.
All right. It's been Stefan.
And Crystal.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Next week.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.